Bill was a mammoth basher. It was a beastly shame. He'd bashed up all the mammoths what once freely roamed the plain. Except the biggest mammoth, who had expressed the wish to put his foot down hard on Bill and listen to the squish. This didn't bother Bill at all. He often beat his chest and clothed his insecurity with anti-mammoth jest. But he kept his eyes on the horizon, and he never went to bed till his mum said, "This ain't good enough. I want that mammoth said." "A awful spell," said the witch doctor, "for an elephant I've got. Though for a mammoth, I'm not sure if it's a relevant or not. Just mutter Armageddon, that'll put the beast to flight." His mum said, "Armageddon tired of this, so don't stay out all night." So armed and charmed and confident, the mammoth basher goes to creep up to the mammoth and bash him on the nose. No mean feat if he could do it, no mean feat they all agreed. Particularly since this mammoth had very mean feet indeed. So deep within the elephant grass, the mammoth doth lie low. Impatiently, he's so ponderous and slow. "On it," cried the vultures. The mammoth said, "Precisely that. Expect to find him here in about 15 minutes flat." Bill heard a footfall close behind him. Then a foot fell on his head. Must have been a mammoth or a rabbit made of lead. If he'd muttered Armageddon, he'd have never have heard the swish and the chuckle of a mammoth when it hears a man go squish.